neshamote, halel ko haleluko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko haleluko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
We are informed that Moshe ben Aaron Shalom wrote down their exit to their travel. Motza'ehem lemas'ehem. And then he says, "Ve'ele mas'ehem le'motza'ehem." So first it says, this is the exit to travel. And then he says, this is the travel to the exit. So there's a contradiction. It says, "Ve'ichtob Moshe et mosa'ehem le'mas'ehem al-pi Hashem, ve'ele mas'ehem le'motza'ehem." First mentions the exit. Simply, it means, I left my house to go out. Or you can say, I went out when I was leaving. You understand the difference? One more time. I left my house to go out, or I went out when I was leaving. What's the difference? There's a difference? There's no difference. So here we see, there's a lot of difference here. Because it has to be, because first he says exit to travel, and then he says travel to the exit. Megibe Dubna, Zatzal, brings a mashal, a sipur, story about a yelet that unfortunately lost his mother, and then the father remarried. So the stepmother was very harsh to him, to the yelet. So he grew up. So after many years, the father comes home one day and says, "Mazel tov." "Mazel tov." So the boy, the young man now, says, "What happened, Mazel tov?" He says, "I have a good news for you. You're a chatan." He says, "Really? Who is the kala?" He says, "In good old days, can you go? You know, even the chatan didn't know who the kala is." The father would come and say, "You know, I have somebody for you." It's a good system, no? Easy, no? Ken yirbu, b'ezrat Hashem. Amen. So now, so the young man says, "What will you say, Abba?" So they get into the caravan, and then they start heading to go see the kala in the different city. So as they were leaving the city, so the young man was asking the one that is handling the caravan, says, "How long has it been that we left our city? What's the distance that we got from our city?" The father would ask, "How long do we have to get to the next city?" So now here, what's the difference between the young man and the father? What's the difference?
The father wants to get there faster.
Okay.
And the son wants to know how far he got from the trouble that he was.
Ah, so now the kid concern is, Baruch Hashem, I left the stepmother that, you know, gives me such a hard time, right? But the father cannot wait to get to the family of the kala. So Megillah Dubna explains exactly that's what the Talmud is teaching us. That here we see that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom wrote, Mosaehem lemaseehem, the exit to travel, al pi Hashem, ve'ele maseehem lemosaehem. What does it mean? That Am Yisrael, they had attitude of the young man. They wanted to go, you know, let's go, we don't like it here, we have to go. But the whole intention of Hashem was that this stuff has to improve you, make you better, learn from it. And that's how it is. From here we learn that many times you say, ay, ay, ay. See, what happened to me? See, I should have think better. So that means you cannot wait to get out of it. But you never think, why I'm into such a circumstances? What happened? Why Hashem put me in such a circumstances? So there is a reason for it. But I never think. I just want to run away from it. But here we see, that's not the purpose. For sure, there was a purpose that Hashem placed me in such a circumstances. That means there was a hashgaha. It was not an accident, happened to be like this. Could it be such a thing? It just happened? Yes? So that's why here we see, it's not a coincidence that once it mentions this is a travel to the exit, and then it says, oh, this exit to travel. And that's how it is. No. If you don't like it, you cannot stand it. You cannot cope with it. You just want to run away from it. Why? Because we only like what type of circumstances? What type? Easy, comfortable. I don't need to wait. Has to be the way I like it. But if it disagrees with what I like, I just want to run away from it. I don't want to stand it. I run away. And then I start, you know, become very chamutz. You know what chamutz means?
Sour.
Yes, yeah. I become very defensive. And that's exactly going against what the decision of Ribbono Shel Olam was. You know, Ribbono Shel Olam, what a programming he had to do to place me in such a circumstances. You know how much a programming it takes? You know how much, you know, Hashem has to work to put me in such a circumstances? And he said, oh, no, I don't want it. Hashem says, see, you know, I worked so hard to put you in such a circumstances. He said, no, I don't want it. Get me out. You know, many times you were driving in the alley and they have these things in the middle of the streets, what do you call? Bumps. Why do they put these things in the middle of the street? Why? They had the extra asphalt or something? Why?
Make you drive slower.
Ah. So it's a safety. Yeah?
Yes.
It's a safety. So now let's say somebody doesn't like it. So you speed. What happens? It
breaks the shocks.
You're gonna break your head. And how about people that in that neighborhood?
Dangerous.
See, these bumps is not only for the for the streets. Hashem creates many, many bumps for us. See, slow down, think. See why there are bumps. What happened? Yeah, you're passing by here. But you see, he told me this, he told me that, he treated me like this. All these bumps. So forget it. Not for me. I'm not here. I'm not here. I don't like it. But there's a bump. You have to slow down for your safety, other people's safety, and then go. No. You see a bump, you make a U-turn, say forget it. I don't like this street, I'm gonna go. What type of person is this? Chacham. Yeah? And that's what exactly we see. Rabbeinu Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Rabbeinu Maran Aleinu, Harav says, everybody in life has 42 stops. The same way that Am Yisrael went to 42 stops, here Rabbeinu Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh explains, this is the blueprint of everybody's life. You have to go to different stations. It's not like, you know, freeway. You know, go 100 miles an hour and that's it. There's no such a thing. You should understand there are stops. But every exit has to teach you something. You cannot run away. There's no such a thing. You run away from this one, Ibn Shalom can catch you. He knows how to catch you. Did you know he can catch you? Did you know?
Yes.
He knows how to catch you. He's expert of catching. There is no running away. He's gonna catch you. Catch you, run from here, he's gonna catch you somewhere else. And not only that, you're gonna be stuck more over there than here. And you don't realize. You don't realize that, you know, this is a good opportunity. This is easy. This is easy. But if you don't pass this test and this stop, next stop, it's going to be much, much harder. Much harder. And that's what the whole task here is. Take advantage of the every exit to a travel, next travel. Don't run away. Don't run away. There's no such a thing. And that needs lots of help from Shammayim. You have to ask Ribono Shel Olam, Ribono Shel Olam. We have to ask when we read Tehillim, when we do Allah Hash, ask Ribono Shel Olam, Ribono Shel Olam, give me Chokhmah to know what to do. Give me a koah to be able to deal whatever that you want me to do. And give me a right da'at to not have to run away from you. And we all do. Everybody wants to run away. I don't like it. It's not for me. No, this. We all, everybody, no exception. Everyone according to his level that he has. You want to run away? No, this is not for me. And that's what we need to ask Ribono Shel Olam. To be able to do his ratzon, it's not a shame. Be mantav gizalut tovot and samachot. Koilani shomot, halel ko haleluko. Koilani shomoni shomo sheli. Koilani shomot, halel ko haleluko. Koilani shomoni shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.